and the one that's supposed to give you, looks like a frog.
Warts.
Yeah.
Toad. That isn't true, though.
Good way to get the response. After rain, you look out on the in the yard, and you see things crawling around or on the sidewalk. You see things crawling.
Fish worms.
Any other words for that?
Earthworms.
At night, you sometimes you go after these things.
Night crawlers.
And how about the insect that has four wings, long legs, looks like it's standing on the water sometimes, a stagnant pool?
Dragonfly.
Any other term for that?
No, not that I know of.
You ever call it a snake feeder or snake doctor?
No, I never did.
You ever hear anybody call it this?
No, I don't think so.
That's Mr. DeLong.
Talk to
them. Snake doctor. Now, there's supposed to be a rule that you should eat a certain kind of seafood in months that have an R in the spelling.
Oysters.
Oysters. Okay. And, now, if you aren't careful, you may open the closet door and find that your clothes, especially wool clothing, has holes in it.
Moths.
And if you only had one of these, you say, look, there goes a
moth.
And in at night, in the summer, you'll see these things light up out in the lawn there.
Lightning bug. Firefly.
What, you call it either one?
Yes.
And the one that stings you might be a bee, or it might be a
wasp.
Or it might be a
hornet.
Is there a difference between a hornet and a wasp?
Oh, I think there is. They build their houses a little different.
Could you tell me the difference?
The hornet has a sort of a big, bulgy house, and the wasp has little sections and built under the eaves of the houses. And
stings equally bad?
Well, I've never been stung by a hornet, but I have by a wasp.
Is that bad?
Yes, pretty bad.
I have
I told my husband to just leave those. If you don't bother those wasps, they won't bother you. So I was sitting weeding along the walk, and down came a wasp and stung me, and I wasn't bothering him at all.
Well, he didn't like what you thought, I guess.
No.
You go fishing, you might take the little fish that swim around the shore as bait. What do you call those things?
Oh, let's see. I need a little help. Minnows.
And I hope again won't offend you, but if I should look up there and I see some kind
of cobweb,
I don't see any. What if you'd see one out in the field? That would be a
spider's web, I hear.
Is that the same thing? Spider web and cobweb?
Well, a cobweb might be a dust web.
But a spider could make one.
Yeah.
In the house. Tree has long things growing down in the ground. They're called long tree, not branches, but
roots.
And the animal or amphibian that has a hard shell on the back.
Turtle.
And you have a different name for the one that goes on the land, the one that goes in the water.
No, terrapin on the land.
Does he go on the land only? Or mostly on the land?
Mostly on the land.
Where the other one goes mostly in the water?
Yes.